Soon after we left the island, I observed a smoke. I saw high waves and heard a plunging sound. From the hands of my frightened men, down fell the oars and splashed against the current. There the ship stayed, for there they worked the tapering oars no more. Along the ship I passed, inspiriting my men with cheering words, standing by each in turn. Friends, hitherto we have not been untried in danger. Here is no greater danger than when the Cyclops penned us with brutal might in the deep cave. Yet out of that, through energy of mine, through will and wisdom, we escaped. These dangers, too, I think some day we shall remember. Come then, and what I say, let us all follow. You, with your oars, strike the deep breakers of the sea, while sitting at the pins, and see if Zeus will set us free from present death and let us pass in safety. And, helmsman, these are my commands for you. Lay them to heart, for you control the rudders of our hollow ship. Keep the ship off that smoke and surf, and hug the crags, or else, before you know it, she may veer off that way, and you will bring us into danger. So I spoke, and my words they quickly heeded. But Scylla I did not name, that hopeless horror, for fear, through fright, my men might cease to row and huddle all together in the hold. I disregarded, too, the hard behest of Circe, when she had said I must by no means arm. Putting on my glittering armor and taking in my hands my two long spears, I went upon the ship's foredeck, for thence I looked for the first sight of Scylla of the rock, who brought my men disaster. Nowhere could I descry her. I tired my eyes with searching up and down the dusky cliff. So up the strait we sailed in sadness, for here lay Scylla and there divine Charybdis, fearfully sucked the sea-water down. Whenever she belched it forth, like a kettle in fierce flame, all would foam, swirling up, and overhead spray fell upon the tops of both the crags. But when she gulped the salt sea-water down, then all within seemed in a whirl. The rock around roared fearfully, and down below the bottom showed, dark with sand. Pale terror seized my men. On her we looked and feared to die. And now it was that Scylla snatched from the hollow ship six of my comrades, who were best in skill and strength. Turning my eyes toward my swift ship to seek my men, I saw their feet and hands already in the air as they were carried up. They screamed aloud and called my name for the last time in agony of heart. As when a fisher on a jutting rock with long rod throws a bait to lure the little fishes, casting into the deep the horn of stall-fed ox, then, catching a fish, flings it ashore, writhing, even so were these drawn writhing up the rocks. There at her door she ate them, loudly shrieking and stretching forth their hands in mortal pangs toward me. That was the saddest sight my eyes have ever seen, in all my toils searching the ocean pathways.